What's your take on this result?
Well, Noda is enjoying much higher public approval rating than former Prime Minister Khan did in his final days of his administration. In that sense, the ruling DPJ's leadership change can be considered a success. But every administration has its honeymoon period. Sooner or later, it ends, usually because of scandals or gaffes involving ministers. Noda is already dealing with this issue. His new trade and industry minister, Yoshio Hachiro, resigned after only 8 days in office. Hachiro was in charge of nuclear policy, one of the most important issues in Japan right now. But he faced intense pressure to quit after he called the area around the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant a town of death. Many viewed the comment as insensitive to nuclear evacuees. Hachiro's resignation will likely translate into a drop in popularity for Noda and doubts about the new prime minister's ability to lead this country.
This survey is pretty interesting because majority of voters support Noda, but on the other hand, they aren't confident about his ability to implement his policies.
That's right.
How should we look into this result?
Well, it would relate to another question on the survey. That is, how voters evaluate the ruling DPJ. The approval has dropped by 50% in the last year. That means many Japanese are disappointed with the job the DPJ has done in government. The party is attempting to go back on the campaign promises it made before taking power 2 years ago. They include a child benefits plan and making expressways toll-free. The DPJ now admits that it couldn't find enough money to fund their policies by just cutting wasteful government spending. On top of this, it is talking about raising taxes despite its promise not to do so. But people are still trying to support the Noda administration. They seem to want a stable government, so the issues such as the nuclear crisis and post-disaster reconstruction can be dealt with. Noda is Japan's sixth new prime minister in 5 years. People are sick and tired of Japan's revolving door for prime ministers. Calls for an early general election have also decreased since Noda took over from Khan.
So what lies ahead for the Noda administration?
Well, the political situation has not changed a bit. He also has to face a divided diet. The DPJ controls the lower house, but the opposition controls the upper house. Noda cannot pass bills without help from the opposition. So his ability to stay in office will all depend on whether he can keep the current relatively high support rate or not. The main opposition Liberal Democratic Party wants a general election to regain power. But the LDP cannot refuse requests from a popular prime minister.
So what can Noda do to make his government more popular again?
Well, addressing the nuclear crisis is the biggest issue, of course, the road ahead is very tough because there is no quick solution to decommissioning Fukushima Daiichi and dealing with the radiation that has leaked into the environment around the plant. Diplomacy could be a way to maintain popularity. Noda is expected to have summit talks with President Obama in September. Japan wants to repair frayed relations with the U.S. We know Japan had to cancel scheduled talks with Obama because of the political uncertainty here. And Noda is also expected to hold summit talks with China and South Korea by the end of this year. You know, Japan is involved in a territorial dispute with both countries. Noda could score points depending on how he handles these discussions.
All right, thanks, Masayo. NHK World Senior Commentator Masayo Nakajima reporting for us.
Newsline is the place to turn to for the latest on Japan post March 11th.